Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone. Welcome to the Tech Zone. We on our tech flow, and it's still a global market in case you didn't know. So many guests, we not trying to impress. Just want to pass off the info. You can do the rest. See, there's no escaping tech. It's part of our lives. Keep every individual connected worldwide. But all this innovation is more than entertainment. It's people like you paving a new way every day. So let your imagination run wild with all the things that you dream about. Cause the Tech Zone is on now with Paul Amadeus Lane. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Tech Zone. I'm your host, Paul Amadeus Lane, the czar of technology. So happy that you decided to join me on this edition of the show. The way we ended last show, we said that we would continue our conversation with Clint Ober, who I call the godfather of earthing. Godfather of earthing. Earthing, yes. There's no F in earth, Paul. There's E-A-R-T-H, earthing. So we're going to finish that conversation coming up later on, segment 2 and 3. But I thought I would start this show off talking about subscription television and kind of like the history behind subscription television and how one streaming service is staying true to the core value. So we're going to talk about that coming up shortly. But we will start the show today with a huge announcement. Talked about it for a number of weeks, and it's finally done. What you can do now is you can download the brand new TechZone app on your iOS device. You can do that. What you want to do in the Apple App Store is you want to search TechZone Paul Amadeus Lane. There you'll be able to catch up on all the different episodes. You can comment on the shows. You can share it. You can talk about it. And even though I am a huge Android person, I wanted to make sure that we took care of our friends with the iOS devices. We want to make sure of that. Again, go to iOS Store, Apple Store, Paul Amadeus Lane, or TechZone Paul Amadeus Lane. And we also got you covered in the Google Play Store. Wanted to make sure I took care of my peeps. So what you want to do is go to TechZone Paul Amadeus Lane. You can download it on all your Android devices. And again, if you have the iOS, you can go to Apple iStore, download it on all your iOS devices. Thank you so much for your support. And hopefully this will give you greater access when it comes to the TechZone and keeping in contact with me. And one cool feature of the app too is that it has all my contact information, the website, the YouTube channel, I think my social media is there too. If not, you can connect with me via social media from a link there from my website. You can also go to our website too, paulamadeuslane.com, and you can download the apps. If you scroll down to the left corner before you get to the bottom, you'll see the little buttons there to download the apps. Also, like to give a huge shout out to Betsy Bailey over at willlife.com. Betsy and the crew did a story on me about being a disabled broadcaster, my journey, some of the things that I went through to be able to be on the air with you today, my personal journey, and I encourage everyone to go there and check out the article at Will Life. I believe it's willlife.org. Or if you go to my social media, or go to paulamadeuslane.com, there's a link to the article and about me. But check it out. We would love to know your thoughts about the article and what you think about my story. One thing about Betsy made me, she made me sound pretty interesting. I'm really not that interesting in real life, but she kind of made me sound pretty incredible. Betsy Bailey and the crew over at Will Life, thank you so much for the honor to be featured in your magazine as a disabled broadcaster, as someone who had many challenges to get to where I am at. Thank you for letting me share my story. All right, so what I wanted to do, first off, I wanted to want you to watch something out there. Now, if you're listening in your car, you won't be able to watch it, so make sure that you go to the YouTube page and check out the video portion. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, please subscribe to the channel, share this episode, leave a comment, and let me know what you think about this. But check out this video right here.
This is On TV, subscription television, Chicago.
Now, how many of us remember On TV? I know in the major cities, it rolled out in 1977. I know my good pal at the station, Brett Malik, who is from the Chicago area, I'm sure he remembers On TV. I do too. I was on this earth during that time. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. But one thing about subscription television was that you paid a fee and you're able to watch content, certain movies that might have just gotten out of the theater, certain regional sports, like you were able to get the Bulls home game. I know in Los Angeles, you were able to get the Lakers home game. And after dark, they had some pretty naughty programming. And that's why some parents didn't have it in the house. But the one cool feature about subscription television was that you didn't have any commercials. You watched your content all the way through, and that was it. And some of us may remember this box right here, too. This was the On TV box. A little brown box. And again, the cool feature about it was that you paid for your content and didn't have to watch any commercials. But then something happened. In 1985, On TV went away. But what happened was a group of, I don't want to call them content creators, but a group of broadcast companies said, well, let's create more, more variety for the consumer out there to watch different content. So that's when you start having, I remember one major cable company was Group WB Cable. Group W Cable, you might remember that, had like over 100 channels, and you can watch all this content, all the movies, HBO, you know, you name it. But one drawback when it came to having all those channels was that you started to see commercials, right? I mean, you're already paying for television, so now these different companies say, we're going to make some money now. Even though we're charging the customers money for the content, we're going to make some money and sell some advertisement so that we can make a little more money. Now, here's kind of the interesting thing about that. When we used to watch TV with the rabbit ears, some of you remember that, off-air television with an off-air antenna. We got that for free, right? Those networks would sell advertisement because we were getting the content for free. So it's understandable why they sold ads to make money, because we're getting the content for free. But then these cable companies, they decided they want to get into the action, want to make more money. They want to do this, want to do that. And one of the drawbacks that I've always had when it comes to paying for cable, satellite, any form of subscription television, is that I'm paying for the service. I don't want to see any commercials. I just don't. I don't want to do that. Maybe I'm wrong. Do you want to see commercials? But we're starting to see a shift now in paid subscription services like streaming content, like Netflix, like Amazon, like Hulu, where I remember when Hulu, the free version came out, understandably, it had commercials because you're getting the content for free. But then when you started paying for the $7.99 version, that started having commercials. You're like, wait a minute, I'm paying for this content. Why am I being forced to watch commercials? But there's one company that's staying true to the core value when it comes to subscription television, like it did with On TV, like Select TV, so that we can enjoy the content that we see. And that company is Netflix. Fresh off their Oscar-winning documentary, Icarus, the documentary talking about Russian doping epidemic in sports, Netflix held a press event at their headquarters, their newly 280,000 square foot studio, state of the art studio for members of the media. And yours truly was not there. And CEO Reed Hastings really talked about the state of Netflix. Because we know coming in 2019, Disney is going to launch their own streaming platform. It's going to be a little cheaper than Netflix now. Why is that a problem? All the Marvel content that Netflix has will go away, possibly. But what about the original content like Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, The Defenders? Reed talked about how they don't know when Disney begins their streaming platform if Netflix will still continue to make new content when it comes to those shows. But one major announcement that Reed made at the press event that I wasn't there, and if you're from Netflix, listen to this. Can I get on the list next time? Can a brother be in the house for this? I bring my own chair. Was that the $8 billion, that's billion with a B, investment in original content. And I really like hearing that original content. Because if you look at Icarus, the documentary, do you honestly think that some of these major networks would have showed that documentary? Probably not. They were probably scared of maybe some backlash or something. But the nice thing about what the folks are doing there at Netflix is that they take a chance on this content. This content is great. I mean, think about their shows that they have, the Jessica Jones, the Luke Cages, and the Defenders. Do you honestly think you would have saw that on some of the major networks? Not at all. So Netflix scores a big win, in my opinion. And another area in which they score big, in my opinion, is the fact that Reed Hastings talked about not having commercial content during the show that you're watching, the streaming services. Isn't it frustrating you're watching something and those ads pop up anywhere? Prime, Amazon Prime does it. Hulu does it, YouTube does it. That's so frustrating. And remember, you're paying for this content. Why do we have to sit and watch commercials? Well, we know the advertisers are now saying that these streaming platforms can make money. Now, remember a few years back, you know, you couldn't touch, an advertiser wouldn't touch any streaming content companies when it comes to their products. Oh, we're not sure that people are watching. We're going to do traditional television because we got the Nielsen and Arbitron ratings. But then what happened? Analytical data started showing that advertisers can now target specific people by their web search history. So they want to get some of that action. And again, I'm not throwing shade on the advertising industry because I know you got to make your coin. You got to make your change. The problem I have is with the streaming content providers. We're paying for the service, and even satellite providers, even cable providers out there, digital cable, we're paying for it. And some of us paying arm and leg. Why we got to watch these doggone commercials? That's why I love DVR, because I can. Now, I don't mind watching commercials when it comes to Super Bowl. It's pretty cool. But again, I get it. If you're getting the content for free, we know we have to sit and watch commercials. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. That makes sense. But what Netflix is doing is staying true to the core value. And they're growing by leaps and bounds. I believe the last reports show that the last quarter, they grew almost 8 million subscribers. Put that against Dish Network and AT&T. They're really changing the game. And Reed, thank you so much for not putting commercials in my content. Huge kudos to you, my friend. But next time, can a brother be at that event? Me and Sean want to be there. Don't we, Sean? Don't we go to Netflix headquarters? Yes, we do. All right. We're going to take our first break right here. When we get back, we're going to finish our conversation about earthing that we talked about on last week's show. Very intriguing information. There's a device out there. Technology exists that allows us to make sure, even though we're not able to go outside, to get the healing benefits of this beautiful planet that we call Earth. All right, we'll be back right after these messages on the Tech Zone. I am Paul Amadeus Lane.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone. In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech.
Welcome back to the Tech Zone. Paul Amadeus Lane, ABC News Radio, KMET. So glad you decided to stay with us after the break. I tell you, we're going to finish up a conversation here shortly that we had with the godfather of grounding and earthing, Clint Ober, just about what our bodies go through, how the earth have these different kind of properties that can help us out. But before we do that, what I wanted to do was recap that big announcement we had in our first segment, just in case you missed it. We now have apps for the show specifically. Or some of my relatives says specifically. Pacific is an ocean. But check it out. If you go to your app store, Apple App Store, if you search for Tech Zone Paul Amadeus Lane, you can download it for all your iOS devices. Make sure you connect. You'll be able to talk about the episodes. You'll be able to share the episodes. And not to be forgotten, my dear friends, with the Android device, Google Play Store, Tech Zone Paul Amadeus Lane. Download the app. enjoy your support. Thank you guys so much. And also an amazing article that was done by Betsy Bailey at Will Life. She chronicled, did I say that right, guys? Sean, did I say that right? Chronicled? Yeah. Chronicled my life of living with a disability, as well as being in the broadcast industry, and just my journey. And I wanted to open up and share with you all. All right. Well, let's talk about earthing and grounding. Last week's show, we touched the surface with the father of grounding and earthing, Clint Ober, just about what our bodies go through and how the earth uses its own natural technology to help us to improve our health. We're going to pick up the conversation after Clint talked about how different animals, such as a jackrabbit running away from a predator, how certain things happen in the body, and how we as humans have that going on in our body, but are not able to combat that, and just the damage that it does to our bodies. Now, if you want to catch up with that first interview, go to the YouTube page, PaulAmadeusLane.com, and it will be in segment three, or part three, of show number 70 on the Tech Zone. Also, if you're watching right now on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Share this episode. This will definitely change your life. Without any further delay, we'll pick up our conversation with the great and amazing Clint Ober.
Wow. And so that's your normal fight or flight response, but it was a spike in cortisol that gave that rabbit the energy to run and, you know, outrun the coyote. So I relate that to today. We all have a natural fight or flight system. We're sensitive to the wind, you know, sound. Somebody drops a fork on the floor. I mean, our sympathetic nervous system responds, and cortisol becomes a little bit elevated. And it could be the phone rings, or you late for work, or all of these things create stress in the body. Whenever you have stress, then you have these spikes of cortisol. And the significance of this is, on the other side, you have, I mean, the sympathetic drives the cortisol. That's one side of your nervous system. The parasympathetic is on the other side. It tries to modulate that response and slow you down enough so you can make an intelligent decision. Usually it's just like the rabbit, you know, you go through your process, whatever. But today we have so much stimulation. We call it chronically elevated sympathetic state. There's something going on in our lives at all times, all the noise, even watching TV. I mean, we're sensitized into the emotional aspects of the storyline or the entertainment or the whatever it is. But so our parasympathetic nervous system on the other side is always releasing hormones to balance and to calm down our fight or flight response. And the problem is, when you have a chronically elevated sympathetic state, fight or flight state, even though it's a little, the parasympathetic can only respond so long, and then it runs out of energy. It runs out of hormones. And so this is called adrenal fatigue. And adrenal fatigue, you know, leads to all kinds of health problems. But what happens then, the sympathetic continues to push. I hope this makes sense. Continues to push. And the parasympathetic is no longer able to modulate that response. So the more cortisol that you have in your body from this fight or flight state, you start creating inflammation in the body. Inflammation in the body creates pain, and then the pain creates stress. The stress creates more fight or flight, and then releases more cortisol. So we end up with this vicious cycle. So how grounding plays into this: as soon as we ground a person, then we reduce the inflammation in the body is created by the cortisol, because, and that's another little story we can get into. I don't know whether to get into that now or later. Am I on course, or am I making sense so far?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're definitely making course. A lot of our viewers and listeners out there who study this in school, or they're like intrigued, like, wow, this is pretty awesome right here. So yeah, please continue, my friend.
Yeah. So basically, I need to back up for just 1 second and just say, you know, what inflammation is, or what we learned about inflammation. When we first started grounding people, we couldn't understand how grounding the body alone could reduce inflammation. And back in 98, 99, when I first started here, nobody used the word inflammation. It was just not used to describe a health disorder. Inflammation would be you sprained an ankle and it swelled up, that it was inflamed. It was, you know, but speaking of, you know, this low grade chronic inflammation that underlies all of these modern health disorders, nobody really knew that until about 2004. And then when the guys back at Boston Mass, Ritger and all of them, they came out with this article. It was published in Time Magazine, and showed a picture of the body and then showed flames coming up and the word inflammation, and said, you don't have cancer, you don't have, you know, all of these modern health disorders, autism, lupus, diabetes. What you have is you have chronic inflammation, and that inflammation will manifest differently in different people based on your living environment, your lifestyle, you know, what you eat and what you believe, all of these things. So at that time, I had little knowledge of this, but I met this gentleman by the name of Stephen Sinatra. He's a doctor, he's a cardiologist. And I showed him what I was doing, and then he indicated that I should be looking at inflammation. And the more I looked at it, we learned that what happens is when you have a pathogen or a damaged cell in the body, that the immune system will send a white blood cell to the site of injury or the pathogen, and that neutrophil will encapsulate that pathogen or damaged cell, and then it releases reactive oxygen species. And as soon as I heard the word reactive, then I knew that the immune system is electrical, because these reactive oxygens are molecules that are plus or minus, they're short on electron, and the way they destroy a pathogen is because they're electrically charged, being short of an electron, that they rip electrons from the pathogen or the damaged cell and destroy it. So that's called, well, there's lots of technical words that I don't want to get into all, but anyhow, so that's the underlying cause of inflammation. So what happens is, if there's any excess of these radicals left after they dispose of the damaged cell or the pathogen, then they're electrically charged, so they're going to steal an electron from something in a few nanoseconds, and generally that's an adjacent cell, in the process damaging that cell. And then a message goes back out to the immune system, hey, something's still here, sends another neutrophil. And so this collateral damage, this chain reaction, sets up what they call chronic inflammation. Mm-hmm. And at the time, nobody really presented it this way. So what happens when you ground the body is the body becomes negatively charged. And what that means is it has an abundance of free electrons. And so you can't have inflammation in a grounded body, because the body is flooded with free electrons. So when you have these excess reactive oxygen, there's even the red blood cells, when you're grounded, they have 300% increase in free electrons. So they can easily give up electrons and reduce these radicals. And then that's the way we live in, when we were barefoot, when we lived in nature, we didn't have inflammation. The animals, to give you an example, animals who live outdoors, if you go out and just sit in, you know, the park, or watch the animals who live outdoors barefoot in the wild, the dogs, the antelope, the deer, the birds, everything, they have perfect health. I mean, they don't have lupus, MS, diabetes. They don't have any of these modern health disorders. But the animals who live indoors with their owners, who are insulated from the earth like their owners, they manifest the same health disorders as their owners. That's why we have such a big veterinary industry.
You know what, Clint, that makes a lot of sense, because when I had a indoor cat before she passed away, she would always want to dart outside. You know, they wanted to go out there. They wanted to eat some grass. And I really don't think that we realize as humans just the damage we're doing to our pets by not letting them go outside, because that's nature out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally when there's a, you know, like a dog or a cat or whatever, they get into fights and they tear each other up, or there's some issue, they'll go find a spot underneath of a porch, dig the ground up a little bit, and they'll just lay there for 2 or 3 days. No, I mean, there's no antiseptics, nothing. They just get grounded in the grounding. I mean, they'll lay there 3 or 4 days and then they'll come out and they're fine.
That makes a lot of sense. And you talked about Dr. Sinatra. Now we have a video here, and maybe you can explain what Dr. Sinatra is doing right here.
Okay, what Dr. Sinatra, this is what we did at the Abilities Conference. So what we did, what he's doing here is he's taking a patch that is connected to the ground, and then he's putting it on the bottom of the feet. And what we're trying to do is mimic standing barefoot on the earth. This is what would happen if you were living in nature. Now, this individual has significant issues with the eye. I mean, loss of macular degeneration. So anyhow, we grounded him for 2 hours. And so that would be like him going outdoors and standing barefoot on the earth for two hours. And so what we have here is a before picture and an after picture. And what this shows is the increased circulation after and the improved blood flow. So when you reduce the inflammation, then the blood flow increases, and then it can reduce the inflammation and it improves the eye bed, the health of the eye bed. But this is an example, because this is what's going on inside of your entire body. When you're grounded, your blood normalizes, your blood viscosity normalizes. It can get in and out of the capillaries, clean out the inflammation, the debris and so on, and properly oxygenate the tissue, and then you feel good. I mean, the pain goes away, health comes back.
You know,
and really quite quick.
You know, and yeah. I can speak from experience myself, Clint. I've been grounding for a little over a week. And I remember the first day I did it at the Abilities Expo, you know, I felt it immediately. And now I sleep on a grounding mat, you know, and audience can see that I have my connector right here that I do when I'm just sitting around and I'm grounded too. And for someone like myself, who's a quadriplegic and other ones too, I know like Melanie, she has MS, and there's another gentleman who's a quadriplegic too, who's grounding. And I'm like them. I feel, you know, feel great. You know, my spasms have went down, and inflammation, I've heard it called the silent killer. Have you ever heard that term too? And when it comes to inflammation, this is something that the medical professional as a whole are really not tackling as the cause of what's going on. They want to treat the symptom and not the cause. And it sounds like to me that ground therapy actually treats the cause and not just the symptoms.
Yeah. The issues, I have to go both ways on with the docs. I mean, sometimes, I mean, I have, you know, son-in-law who is the head of the radiology department at the Mayo Clinic. And I remember when he went to school, you know, starting out, he was a young fellow and wanted to go out and be a healer, you know, go out and help take care of people. And, so then, you know, 12 years later, all of a sudden, you know, a lot of debt, a lot of life, and then you go to work for these companies, then all of a sudden it's about money, or about making money and doing what they do in order to, for those institutions to maintain. But on the other hand, the doctors, here's the problem the doctors are faced with. They can't, you know, it used to be eat an apple a day and keep the doctor away.
Yeah, I remember that.
Life used to be about prevention. You know, always, it's like the cattle in the pasture. I was taught prevention. Keep the pasture pristine and the cattle will be healthy. If you let the cattle get sick, then you got to call the banker and the vet, give them the keys and tell them to figure it out, because you're going to go broke.
That's true.
So, but anyhow, so here what we have is I worked with a lot of scientists, a lot of docs, but a lot of the docs say, you know, we would like to do prevention, but there's no money in it. Mm-hmm. The other problem is we can tell people what to do, but they don't comply. They won't go home and do the things that they need to do, because we're all creatures of habit. And then we live in a culture, you know, where these big corporations kind of own the media, and they monopolize and they train us to think this way, look this way, eat this way, and keep us in boxes. And, you know, we're kind of like, well, I don't want to go there, but anyhow, it's a double-edged sword. You know, prevention is the way to go, but it takes effort.
Absolutely. Sure does.
You have to fix your food yourself. Otherwise, because you're not going to go out and buy good food at a fast food. I mean, you're going to get some nourishment, but you're not going to get that food that you need. If you want fresh vegetables, fresh food, you have to cook it. You can't buy things out of a can, you know, because it's not as it's lost a lot of its life. And what you eat for is those enzymes and those electrons. You're eating energy, because we are energy and so on. So it's but the thing I like about grounding is it's simple, mm-hmm. has profound health effects, and it's free.
That's true. That is so true. And you brought up a very good point as far as when we ground ourselves, we can't go and pound a double cheeseburger, large fry, milkshake, and think everything is going to be fine. But we have to really change our lifestyle. You know, if we it's like getting a Rolls Royce and putting like the cheapest gas in there. You know, it's right. Something's going to give, right?
Yes. What grounding does is it puts out the fire of inflammation and helps you help normalize your metabolism, help normalize your being. You know, you don't have that anxiety, that irritability, that stress from being in pain or being charged, electrically charged with these radicals and this inflammation. And so what that does is it sets you up so that you can sleep better, you're going to have more energy. The pain's gone, so now you have to take it upon yourself to eat right, because if you don't eat right, it's going to create inflammation. The grounding will keep putting it out, but that's not the way to go. I mean, you need to balance your diet. I mean, you need, it's like grounding itself. Grounding is a message from nature. It says, you know, we are a part of the earth. We live, we eat, and you know, that's who we are. And we've disconnected from all of that. But to look at the indigenous cultures who are relatively healthy, they may not live as long as we do because of infectious disease, war, and all those kind of things. But the people who, in a lot of the indigenous, they have none of the modern health disorders that we have.
That's true.
So it's the diet is, if you eat live food or healthier food, then your body doesn't need as much to get the energy it needs to do what you do in a day. A lot of times the diet is based on comfort food, emotional. I've gone through times of a great loss when I put on 20 pounds because emotions. But there's all of these things that we have to balance out. So grounding is just, it's one of those simple ones that we can add to our routine that is going to help us achieve anything that we want to do. And mainly what I'm concerned about is taking care of these younger generations. We work a lot with the young moms, 35, who in that range, 35 to 45, they're busy taking care of their mom, who is on a half a dozen meds or whatever. They're busy taking care of their children, one of them who is on the spectrum somewhere today, seems. And then their girlfriends and their sisters, they end up being this caregiver. But by helping them get grounded one way or another, then they can take care of their mother, they can take care of their kids and their friends. And it gives them, Women love, I mean, they are caregivers by nature. And if they're not busy helping people, they go a little.
You're right.
They get a little testy.
Yeah, I'm married to one of them, so I totally understand. Well, we're going to take a quick break right here. And when we get back, we're going to conclude our conversation with Clint Ober, talking about earthing, talking about grounding. And I don't know about you folks, but this has been amazing so far. We can do this with a device, with a piece of technology. And you'll be able to find out more right after these messages.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech.
Third and final segment of the show here on the Tech Zone. I am Paul Amadeus Lane. This is the Tech Zone, ABC News Radio, KMET. Huge shout out to my man Sean back at home base. Sean, what up, my friend? How are you enjoying this information on grounding and earthing like I am? Hope you are, because it can really, really transform your life. I've been grounding for about a couple of weeks. My inflammation has went down. My muscle spasms have went down. And I encourage you to definitely find out more information about earthing. But before we conclude our conversation with Clint Ober, talk about and reset the awesome news we talked about in the beginning of the show. Just in case you missed it, if not, there's a method to my madness. I want you to do this. I want you to go there. We have a new app for the show. Tech Zone Paul Amadeus Lane. You can go to the Apple Store, your App Store. You can download, just search Tech Zone Paul Amadeus Lane. There you can be alerted whenever there's a new episode. You can comment and talk about the episode. You can share the episode. You can call me a jerk. That's cool, but just don't call me late for dinner, because you know a brother has to eat. We also have it at the Google Play Store, too, for all your Android devices. Go there and definitely download it. Check it out. You can comment on the different episodes. And I really like for you to really share this episode about earthing and grounding that I'm having with Clint Ober right now. I mean, this is some fantastic information that can truly change our lives. And we're going to pick up our conversation about the benefits of grounding and earthing, and just this amazing, amazing innovation that Clint and the team have to offer us. My friend, well said, well said. So grounding is free, but we know that, you know, we live very busy lives, and what you guys have done was to help us out in our busy lives. Tell ones about the website where they can go and find out more information about ground therapy.
Okay, you can go to the Ground Therapy, and I mean, it's actually groundtherapycenter.com. And they have a few of the products listed there. But basically what we tried to do, what we learned early on, the most important time to be grounded is during sleep, because that's when the majority of your healing and recovery takes place. So you want inflammation. That's the least time you want any inflammation in your body. Okay, and so a chair for some people, that's more for practitioners, but so we have these simple things, you know, you can put on a bed. It's a graphite or carbon, conductive carbon, and it'll last forever. It only sells for, you know, not very much money, but anyhow, you put it on your bed underneath your sheet, or you can sleep directly on it either way. And so when you lay down on it, it just it's life-changing. So people who sit in a chair a lot, they can use these grounding mats that just sit in a chair, or they can buy a fancy chair, but that's not what I really recommend for most people. But just the little mat, you just put it in your chair and sit on it. And then we have what they call this desk mat for people who are at the computer all day. So your wrists are usually on the mat, or, you know, on the mouse or on the keyboard or whatever. So you're grounded. You can't have carpal tunnel or any of those kind of things when you're grounded. And that's the whole point here. And the patches are, they're a life changer. Those are for people who have any kind of chronic ongoing pain. Put the patch on it, leave it on until the pain's gone. Otherwise, you can use it for convenience, like you're using it there. Just plug yourself in when you're moving, you know, when you're sitting there. So, but that's a very inexpensive way to go. But it's the most important way to learn and experience the wow, because just in 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, it's life-changing for everybody.
It sure is. And what really intrigued me about grounding, me being confined to a wheelchair, I can't get on the ground. I mean, I can, but trying to get me up is kind of, it's kind of cumbersome. But and then for ones who are not mobile, you know, I definitely encourage you to get grounded, and also your caregivers too, because as your caregivers are taking care of you, they're getting inflammation, because they're, you know, a lot of things going on in their bodies too. So, you know, Clint, you and your team really changed my life with grounding. I'm telling you, it's you know, I don't know if it's my imagination or my placebo sizing in my brain, but my stomach went down a little bit too. So I'm not sure if that's the case too, Clint.
What it does is, you know, like I said, it normalizes the metabolic processes, and because a lot of radicals are created during metabolism, and then you get the bloating and the edema and all of those kind of issues. It eliminates all that quite quickly.
Absolutely.
But it's, there's what I try to tell everybody, because a lot of people say, especially the guys, the women all say they experience, they say, fine, give me two, one for me and one for my mom. the guys all want to say, I'm not sure about this. This can't be true. If this were true, I'd know about it. You know.
Yeah, you know how hard-headed us men are, right, Clint?
I'm the worst.
Me too.
Get this to you. But the it's really challenging to believe, because, you know, what happened was, in before 1960. We were all barefoot, or we wore a leather-soled shoe. And if it rained, we had to take our leather-soled shoes off and carry them, because we couldn't let them get wet. It would ruin them. And we would only wear shoes to school or to church, but as young kids, we never wore shoes. But in 1959-60, that's when we invented all of these low-cost synthetic polymers, that we could make these synthetic soles for the shoes, plastic for carpeting, all this stuff. So, but in 1960, that's when we started wearing these shoes, and then the athletic shoe came along, and then today almost everybody wears a synthetic sole shoe. So, to give you an example, back in 1960, 90% of the visits to a doctor were for infectious disease, acute injury, and childbirth. Over 90% of the visits to a doctor today are for a stress-related health disorder, inflammation-related health disorder, meaning the immune system is sufficiently compromised that it can't maintain health. And what this discovery is about, because diabetes, autism, lupus, MS, it was 1 in 10,000, 1 in whatever, you know, or 1 in 1,000, whatever, you know, 20 years ago. Now, autism is 1 in 36.
Yeah.
They're saying that, you know, 40-50% of all people could be diagnosed with some level of diabetes. These are all modern health disorders. I mean, these are all, so what happened? I mean, so that's why when Ritger and all those people from Boston, Mass came out and said, you know, you don't have diabetes. What you have is chronic inflammation. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting, you know, the proteins or something in your body that's that's creating the situation. So, but by the time that was published in 2004, we knew that grounding was reducing pain and reducing inflammation. So then we learned that, well, if this is, if inflammation is the underlying cause of all these modern health disorders, then there's no question that loss of natural ground, loss of being naturally connected to the earth or spending time grounding ourselves to the earth is the cause of all these modern health disorders. So we spent the last 20 years, I think we have 24 peer-reviewed published studies now. There's a couple more coming out. And these are all available at the earthinginstitute.net. And what we did, I mean, over 20 years, we've measured everything in the body. And basically, based on our research, we know, and this was all done at a half a dozen different universities with our researchers affiliated with the various universities. But we know that you can't have inflammation in a grounded body. So the issue is, how do you get people grounded? Because it's part of your immune system. It's what holds your immune system stable. The immune system is working for radical. So you've got to ground the excess, just like in electrical or static electricity. We have to discharge the body to, it's like in the ESD industry or the community, the software computer industry, everybody has to be grounded because otherwise they have static electricity. And if you touch a chip or some software, it'll burn the chip. And if you're having surgery, they have to ground you because if there's any static electricity, it gets through the skin and then you can create a cardiac event. So, you know, it's common knowledge in a lot of industries, but the public is totally unaware.
That's true.
And shoe companies are unaware, and the carpet companies. but it's, you know, we had the 57 years, 1960, 58 years now. We've had the benefit of rubber sole shoes and plastics. Before then, they didn't exist. So every innovation is a double-edged sword. A lot of good benefits. We can have all this plastic products and conveniences and all of this stuff, but on the other hand, that's compromised our health. So now, the next 50 years, we have to fix it.
That makes sense.
It's going to create a new economy, and it's going to correct a lot of the things in the healthcare system that need to be fixed. I mean, pain meds. You can't have pain when you're grounded. You know that by now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's mind bending. And so the biggest problem out there is all of the pain meds, and just give them a patch, 10-cent patch, and say get grounded.
Absolutely.
So this is just nature. It's just we're evolving. We're getting smarter every day.
Yep. And it makes sense. Nature's technology healing us, and we appreciate you and what you're doing, Clint and the team. You guys are awesome and helping us to get healthy. But before I let you go, my friend, is there anything else you'd like to articulate to the viewer or the listener out there about something we may not have touched on as of yet about earthing and grounding?
Well, the main thing is, It's a little challenging sometimes right now in parts of the country because of the snow and cold and whatever. But you need to learn this and experience it. And you can do it simply by going outdoors. Just take a chair outdoors, take your shoes off, and just put your feet on bare earth, grass, and even push the snow away. Your feet will warm up quickly after you put them on the ground. But you need to learn about this and experience it. You need to do your own study. It's very simple. But the most important thing to me is a couple years ago, John Hopkins came out with a paper, and they kind of quantitatively stated that autism, all of these spectrum disorders, are inflammation related. And there's 100 different reasons. It could be the shots, it could be whatever. But all of these things, like the shots, they create lots of inflammation in the body. They create a cytokine storm. The next day, there's a problem. But the main thing that we have to do is get these shoes off the children. I mean, it's okay to wear shoes to school. It's okay to wear shoes when you're doing whatever. But they need to spend a little bit of time in the yard and get this inflammation out of the body, and especially before sleep. But the main thing we need to, this is not about older people suffering in pain. That's, you can go out and take care of yourself. But the most important thing is we need to to educate a generation of people in this next generation, because this problem has to be fixed, because it's affecting not only the children, it's affecting the teachers, the families, the cities, the state, the government, the world. We're in trouble. We have to fix this inflammation situation and protect the next generation. That's my mission.
Well said, my friend, and I'm happy to be able to join you on that mission to spread the word about ground therapy and grounding and earthing. And it's definitely changed my life in the short week or so that I've been doing it. And I tell you, Clint, I'm so glad that when you were that young kid on that ranch, you know, having these thoughts and everything, and then as an adult, you decided to put it into practice. We are so happy that you decided to do that, my friend, and we look forward to chatting with you again. And you're always welcome to come on and talk about anything new when it comes to earthing and grounding, because I think everyone and every platform needs to know about this, because inflammation affects us all, my friend.
And sometimes when you want, get a group together, and I'll come up and we'll play with them and have some fun.
Sounds good. We'll get a bunch of tech heads up there. We'll do some earthing and grounding together. That's cool. Looking forward to that, my friend.
All right. Appreciate it.
Once again, a huge shout out to my friend, Clint Ober. Clint, it is truly an honor to meet you, to have our paths cross and talk about earthing and grounding. And just what you and your team are doing to make sure that even though we may not be able to get outside and put our feet on the ground, lay on the ground, there's some great innovation out there that can give us the benefits. And I can speak from experience that it has definitely helped not only my life, but my wife's life as well, too. And don't forget, go to the website. Give me that again. It's groundtherapycenter.com. groundtherapycenter.com. You can check out some of the innovation, the many things that Clint talked about that you are able to take part of and to make sure that you're grounded. And don't forget, grounding is free too. You can go outside, put your feet on the ground and get those same type of properties. But what if you're cooped up in the office all day, cooped up in the studio? You want to make sure that you're getting your ground on. That's all I have to say. Clint, thank you so much. Olivia, thank you so much. And the team, thank you so much. This is the Tech Zone. I'm Paul Amadeus Lane. And before I let go, I want to let you know, go to our website, paulamadeuslane.com. Download those new apps. And if you'd like to hear my story of how I got into broadcasting and my injury, being a disabled broadcaster, the great folks over at Will Life, they did an amazing article on me, will-life.org. And if you maybe search Paul Amadeus Lane, you'll be able to check it out. What makes the article amazing is not that it's about me, it's that it had an amazing writer, Betsy Bailey. Betsy, thank you so much for making me sound so great and awesome. And for you out there, don't believe the hype. I'm really not that interesting. Just playing over. But thank you so much for tuning into the show. Until next time, I love you all. Take care.
In this world of technology, things are ever-changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.